From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A miserable fiscal year comes to an end tonight for most state governments. 37 states were forced to cut their budgets by a combined $14.5 billion in fiscal 2003. And the outlook for fiscal 2004 is equally grim. Most states have dealt with their budget woes, cutting spending or raising taxes, in many cases both. But others, including a couple of the largest, have not. In the worst shape by far is California. State leaders there are still struggling to close a $38 billion budget gap.
California is not alone in its last-minute fiscal struggles. Lawmakers in New Jersey are still fighting over the final makeup of their state's $24 billion budget. At issue is hundreds of millions of dollars in proposed tax and fee increases. In New Hampshire, legislators couldn't muster enough votes to prevent their governor from vetoing the $4.4 billion budget bill. They passed a stopgap measure designed to keep the government running while they keep negotiating. And in Connecticut, Governor John Rowland issued subpoenas today, ordering members of the state legislature back to the Capitol building tomorrow to keep working on their unfinished budget.
But back now to California, where the state is facing a budget deficit that is larger than most states' entire budgets. The clock is ticking up to the midnight deadline, and no one in the state capitol seems ready to make a deal. NPR's Ina Jaffe joins us now from Sacramento. And Ina, first, a reality check. Californians typically miss their budget deadlines. Is this much worse than usual?
Everybody that I have talked to in recent days who's worked in the Capitol for a long time says they have never seen it this bad. It is utterly stalemated. It's been totally partisan. The Republicans say they will not vote for any budget that has any form of tax in it at all. And the Democrats are saying that with a $38 billion shortfall, it has to be a mix of cuts in programs, increase in revenue, and a little borrowing to close the gap.
And how did California get so deep in the hole?
Well, if you talk to the Republicans, they will tell you it's because the Democrats who are in the majority spend too much. If you talk to the Democrats, they'll tell you that it's revenue shortfalls because of the decline in stock market and less money coming in because of income tax. If you talk to nonpartisan analysts, they'll tell you it's a bit of both. Basically, the state is about $12 billion to the poorer because it depends largely on, to a great extent, on stock options and capital gains and the taxes on those for its income. On the other hand, when times are tough, demand for services goes up. So there is a bigger Medicaid bill to pay and a lot of other, demand for other services as well. Also, remember, this is the third year that states, including California, have had a hard time making their budgets balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've done all the one-time fixes they can get away with.
Well, what is expected there? First, are they expected to pass a budget by the deadline? And if they don't, what's going to happen?
Well, no one expects them to pass a budget by the deadline. Right now, neither chamber, neither the Assembly nor the Senate, are even meeting. They're all in partisan caucuses right now. And they will come back later this afternoon. There will be some action on the floors of both chambers, but no one really expects them to get anywhere by midnight. This is not unusual, as you mentioned earlier, for the state of California. We've had budgets signed in September,
mm-hmm.
Even when there was money to be fought over. So what is going to happen is that beginning at midnight, none of the legislators will be paid. None of their appointed staff people will be paid. That's not the law, but it's at the discretion of the state controller, Steve Wesley, a Democrat, who's decided to take this option to put more pressure on them to reach some agreement. And no vendors who sell anything or provide services to the state of California beginning July 1st will be paid until the budget is signed. And ultimately, state employees will not be allowed to receive more than minimum wage for their work. That's also a matter of a court decision.
Thank you, Ina.
Thank you very much, Robert.
NPR's Ina Jaffe reporting on the budget wranglings going on in the California State Capitol in Sacramento.